This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, April 2nd. Well, cattle markets are doing just fine yesterday till about mid-session or even toward the latter part of the session, and then the rug got pulled yet again. With not only a couple more cases found of the avian flu in cattle in Michigan and Idaho, but also a person was found to have had it that had been working in a dairy herd in Texas. So the market is really struggling to get its hands around just how serious this is, how widespread it's going to be. We are noting that the cattle are able to recover from the disease after a couple weeks. So that's obviously a good thing. The question is, how widespread is this going to be among humans? Can it spread human to human? Can it get into the feedlots, which would be a huge deal? So there's still a lot of questions out there. We are finding more cases. I guess that's not a big surprise, but it seems at this point to be pretty much confined to dairy herds. But that's enough for the markets to really kind of fall apart because there's just so much uncertainty there. In the cash trade, not a lot going on for a Monday. In the box beef values, we were at both choice and select were lower. Choice was down 98 cents at 306, select down 164 at 302. The spread gained 66 cents, we're sitting at 395. Movement was a pretty light 77 loads. Monday usually is light, but that's a little on the light side even for a Monday. The slaughter rate was 109,000 head. That's down 9,000 from where we were a week ago, and it's down 11,000 from a year ago. In the feeder cattle cash index, from Friday, trading around 5,400 head at average price 247.66, so that it was in line with where Thursday's cash was. The 7-day average was up 50 cents at 247.67. So the cash feeders are hanging right in there. Of course, they haven't had a lot of time to react to this avian flu issue, but the demand seems to be, fairly strong headed into this. So we'll get the numbers for this week, which will be reflective of auctions that are occurring as we know about this avian flu. And we'll get a good look at, is demand hanging in there for these calves? But seasonally, you're looking for the markets to be establishing highs anyway. Feeders sometimes can stretch to early May if grazing conditions are good, which it appears. That's probably going to be the case with rains coming for the southern and central plains here over the next week to 10 days. That will really help pasture conditions and could continue to support this feeder cattle market. Usually by the early May time window, you're pretty much done placing calves on grass. So usually if the market is rallying in early May, that's pretty much all you're going to get from a feeder cattle perspective. For live cattle, you're usually done by then. Usually, again, mid-March to early April. So we're in that window. We're toward the tail end of that window, which is typical that you would see a market put in a high in a bull market. But we've moved quite a ways away from those highs from mid-March. Those might turn out to be your seasonal highs. We had three outside days lower over the course of a couple weeks that looked like it could be your seasonal highs, but it was early in the window. And I thought we'd be able to, continue that upward momentum later into that window. But with this bird flu issue, that's pulled these markets quite a bit lower. And it's going to be a heavier lift to get back to those highs from mid-March. I think if the market resumes its upward trend, that's probably all you're going to get. And probably the best you'll get is a double top. So we need to recover here. We need to regain some buying enthusiasm to support these markets as we head into the tail end of this typical seasonal high. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.